I've got so much news, I don't know what to do with myself, so let's jump right into it. Kaylee Chella reporting with today's top stories.
Pointing to growing threats and competition from Russia and China, the White House on Thursday announced ambitious plans to create the U.S. Space Force as a sixth separate military warfighting service by 2020. The proposal taps into the American public's long fascination with space, but with a military focus. The plan faces daunting hurdles and requires congressional approval. Military leaders and experts have questioned the wisdom of launching an expensive, bureaucratic new service branch. Vice President Mike Pence announced the new force during a Pentagon speech, fleshing out an idea that President Trump has extolled in recent months as he vowed to ensure American dominance in space. Pence described space as a domain that was once peaceful and uncontested, but has now become crowded and adversarial, saying, quote, "Now the time has come to write the next great chapter in the history of our armed forces, to prepare for the next battlefield where America's best and bravest will be called to deter and defeat a new generation of threats to our people, to our nation." Trump marked Pence's announcement with a tweet that read, quote, "Space Force all the way." Pence portrayed the change as a response to foes' potential aggression rather than any offensive U.S. military effort. Citing Russia and China, he said that for years, U.S. adversaries have, quote, "pursued weapons to jam, blind, and disable our navigation and communication satellites via electronic attacks from the ground. As their actions made clear, our adversaries have transformed space into a warfighting domain already, and the United States will not shrink from this challenge." Back in June, the president directed the Pentagon to create a separate but equal space force, a complicated and expensive move that could take years to gain Congress's approval and become operational. On Thursday, Pence said the administration will work with Congress on the plan but will outline a budget next year. The last time the U.S. created a new uniformed military service was in 1947 when the Air Force was launched after World War II. It joined the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard. The Associated Press reports that a federal appeals court ruled Thursday that the Trump administration endangered public health by keeping a widely used pesticide on the market, despite extensive scientific evidence that even tiny levels of exposure can harm babies' brains. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to remove chlorpyrifos from sale in the United States within 60 days. A coalition of farmworkers and environmental groups sued last year after then-EPA Chief Scott Pruitt reversed an Obama-era effort to ban chlorpyrifos, which is widely sprayed on citrus fruit, apples, and other crops. The attorneys general for several states joined the case against the EPA, including California, New York, and Massachusetts. In a split decision, the court said Thursday that Pruitt, a Republican who was forced to resign earlier this summer amid an ethics scandal, violated federal law by ignoring the conclusions of agency scientists that chlorpyrifos is harmful. Judge Jed S. Rakoff wrote in the court's opinion, quote, "The panel held that there was no justification for the EPA's decision in its 2017 order to maintain a tolerance for chlorpyrifos in the face of scientific evidence that its residue on food causes neurodevelopmental damage to children." Michael Abood, spokesman for acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler, said the agency was reviewing the decision, but it had been unable to, quote, "fully evaluate the pesticide using the best available transparent science." The first documents from Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's time in George W. Bush's White House were released Thursday as the Senate begins to review the judge's unusually lengthy public record for confirmation hearings this fall. The 5,700 pages from Kavanaugh's time in the White House counsel's office, a slim fraction of those available, were posted on the Senate Judiciary Committee's website after being compiled by a lawyer representing the former president as part of the GOP's expedited review process. But Democrats and others scrutinizing President Trump's nominee quickly cried foul, saying Republicans are cherry-picking from the initial cachet of 125,000 Bush documents and skirting traditional procedures. Kavanaugh's 5 years working for Bush as a White House counsel and the staff secretary are the subject of a fierce dispute between Senate Republicans and Democrats about the scope of documents being made available. The battle over the paper trail has come to dominate the debate over confirming the 53-year-old appellate judge to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. The first download of thousands of papers Thursday is being poured over by activists and media organizations for insight into Kavanaugh's legal thinking, but it's unclear how revealing the papers will be. One of the initial pages was a discussion of lunch plans. The records cast light on Kavanaugh's role when he served in the White House counsel's office. Documents regarding the selection of judicial nominees show he took an interest in news and editorial coverage of Democratic resistance to some of Bush's early nominees to appellate judges. In a July 8, 2001 email that included a copy of a Washington Post column by Benjamin Witz, then a member of the editorial board, Kavanaugh wrote, quote, "This was great," making the case that, quote, "the ideological stakes in the appointment of lower court judges should not be overstated." Witz has emerged as a prominent Trump critic. Another email carried the heading, "Good Editorial in Chicago Tribune," and included a piece calling the Senate to act on Bush's judicial nominees, quote unquote, "without undue delay." One topic Democrats have been particularly interested in reviewing has been the Bush-era detention and interrogation of terrorism suspects. Kavanaugh testified at his appeals court confirmation hearing in 2006 that he, quote, "was not involved and am not involved in the questions about the rules governing detention of combatants." Among the emails released Thursday was one from November 2001, in which he said he would be happy to help in preparing then-Attorney General John Ashcroft to respond to questions about a Justice Department policy that allowed investigators to monitor phone calls and mail between some terrorist suspects and their defense lawyers without a court order. A week later, the Justice Department provided Kavanaugh information about the monitoring in which it said that 13 inmates, none related to the investigation of the September 11th attacks, were having their conversations with lawyers listened to. The National Archives and Records Administration is screening nearly 1 million pages related to Kavanaugh's time in the White House to make sure none of the material is subject to executive privilege under the Presidential Records Act. It says the review will not be completed until the end of October. Republicans are eager to confirm Kavanaugh this fall before the November midterm elections to deliver on a top Trump priority. But Democrats complain that Bush's lawyer has been able to selectively review and release the White House documents on an expedited basis without full oversight from the archives. Because Republicans hold a majority in the Senate, confirmation is likely. But with the Senate narrowly divided 51-49, they cannot afford a defection in their ranks if all Democrats vote no. Dates have not yet been set for Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings. That's all I've got for you for now. To stay up to date on all things news, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Anchor and at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Kaylee Chella, checking out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.